You're listening to a journalism.co.uk podcast. The Guardian released its long-awaited iPad app this week, and today's podcast will take a look at the decision to make it a static, edition-based app rather than the live, constantly updating platform we might expect from the people behind Guardian.co.uk. Each day, a digital edition of The Guardian, arranged in grid format and devised by designer Mark Porter, that is very distinct with the look and feel of the paper, can be downloaded onto the iPad and experienced as a finite read. Head of Digital Marketing at The Guardian, Steve Wing, told journalism.co.uk that the thinking behind the app is about providing device-specific reading experiences across The Guardian's different platforms.
The Guardian represents many things to different people, and we have a strategy around applications, certainly, which is about creating things that are custom and native to particular devices. So we spent some time looking at the iPad or tablets because they are used at different times of the day, they are read in different types of ways, and people want and require different things from them. And if you think about Guardian.co.uk, which is very live, you know, very second by second, that looks beautiful in the browser on an iPad. So it would seem slightly counterintuitive just to take that and put it into an application.
And reading news on an iPhone is a very different experience again.
In a very small screen, we know what people want, which is about frequency of updates and access to news and live football and getting stuff wherever they are. We think there's a group, we've looked into it and researched it, there's a group of people who want a more lean back, a more reflective read. They want to feel they've completed something. You know, the internet is infinite, it goes on and on through links. An edition is finite, and this is very firmly aimed at them. But if you look within the app, on every article, there's not only links to related articles within the actual app, but there are links back to Guardian.co.uk.
You can link out, you can tweet an article from it and it'll send it you to the website article. But I don't think this reflective edition-based thing fits in with their new digital-first strategy. I just think it seems to be at odds with it.
That's media blogger Daniel Bentley. He spoke out on the day of The Guardian's launch announcement to say he thought it was taking the wrong approach to its first full app.
Because it makes digital last. You've got a web-connected device like the iPad, which can access the latest and greatest, and you're not taking advantage of that. I've seen the videos and interviews and discussions about it, and they're saying it's a new way, and I don't see it as being all that different to a newspaper.
And although it's not a physical newspaper, The Guardian is thinking of it as more like a print edition in more ways than one. Here's Steve again.
And there is a thing which we call the back page, which is kind of what's trending and, you know, what's hot on Guardian.co.uk. But we've made a very clear distinction. We didn't want to be kind of half live. And if this is an edition which is meant to be around a cool, reflective read. And if you want up to the second live stuff, you have Guardian.co.uk, you have m.guardian, you have an iPhone app, an Android app. You know, so we are creating different products or different incarnations of The Guardian for different devices and for different sections of consumers. So this won't be the only thing we do on iPad for The Guardian.
But Daniel Bentley's not convinced by this particular incarnation of The Guardian.
I understand that they're targeting the kind of person who's reading their iPad on the sofa at 8, 9 o'clock when they've come home from work and they want to catch up on today's news. I get that. But there's no synergy between that and the iPhone experience, the Android experience, and the web experience. I don't see why, at the end of the day, you want to read old news.
So, is The Guardian thinking about the tablet as an eventual replacement to the print edition? The platform readers will turn to when they're away from their desks. We are Steve Wing.
Well, I think there's a kind of a long, long, long term, because I think we're still at the beginning of understanding, you know, how people want to read The Guardian. Like I say, lots of people do it in different places, and there's a place for newspapers, a place for iPad, there's a place for Guardian.co.uk. So it's certainly with a view to making sure that however people want to experience The Guardian, that we do it well and we do it on their chosen devices.
So how does The Guardian go about selecting content for the iPad app as opposed to the print edition or the web? Is there a different approach to choosing news for the app?
There is a different approach when it comes to trying to express what we think is important. So you tend to get, certainly on a live product, you get a hierarchy of news which can be largely dictated by, obviously, favorited, most read, but also the time of day and where you are in that kind of news cycle. So this is a moment where people can take a view as to tomorrow within this edition, what will occupy on the grid, a large story, a small story, a medium-sized story. So the actual process of the journalism doesn't change with this platform, but how it is curated and contextualised within the app is.
An obvious difference between the approach to Guardian.co.uk and the iPad app is the cost. After a free 3-month trial sponsored by Channel 4, the iPad edition will cost £9.99 a month. Steve said that the cost could be justified by the different expectations for different platforms when it comes to paying to access content.
We think there is a role within applications if you create stuff that are compelling and useful and different, where people are not paying so much for the content because the content is available for free on different platforms, but they are paying for the utility and the customization and the experience of it.
We also spoke to James Weeks, who leads Sky News' mobile strategy, and asked him about the Guardian's decision to go with an edition-based rather than a live updating app.
Well, I mean, I think there's room in the market for both, and both of our outlets are looking at different markets and at different times and different use cases. I mean, I think the Guardian app looks great. We took a different approach, and we thought that for our brand and for the sort of news that we do, something which was real-time and updated on the fly, so that when you go to it, you see the news as it currently is, would be an important thing for our customers.
Like The Guardian, Sky News is very aware of how differences in the platform, such as screen size, drives the type of content.
Our iPhone app is very successful and is almost entirely text-based. It's updated in real time, but it's a reading experience. We felt with the iPad that we had greater creative opportunities. If for no other reason, just the fact the screen's bigger, that we could put more video on there, more rich media material around it. And so we decided to deliver a product for iPad that was more suited to the pad and not just a regeneration of the iPhone app.
So what would Daniel Bentley have done differently if he was developing the Guardian's iPad app?
I would have created a seamless three-screen strategy in that the iPad is your third device. It's not your computer, it's not your phone, it's your third device.
He has another idea too.
Why not create a more seamless, integrated experience for the user in that, say, create a Guardian login and it tracks what you've read, so it knows articles you've already read on the web through the use of cookies, it knows what you've read on your phone. Create a seamless experience and tailor then the content to the user.
This is not The Guardian's first iPad app. Its eyewitness photography app was demoed at the launch of the first iPad, and Steve assured us that it won't be the last. So, what's next for The Guardian's tablet strategy?
At this moment in time, we have got a M.Guardian Guardian browser, we have 4 phone apps, we have 2 e-reader apps, we have 3 tablet apps. We have Eyewitness, the Zeitgeist on HP Touchpad, and there is now our iPad app. And we are consistently looking at new opportunities and new ways to articulate either what The Guardian does in its entirety or, similar to something like Eyewitness, taking a bit of what we do brilliantly and recreating that for a different platform. So as soon as I can tell you about where those plans are in more detail, I will. But yeah, we are absolutely committed to building out different things for different platforms, and tablets alongside smartphones, alongside e-readers, will all be a part of that.
For more on The Guardian's new iPad app and other news, go to journalism.co.uk. You've been listening to a journalism.co.uk podcast.